Have a special guest in with me, one who actually, though her children have been here, she has never been in the studio before. So we are here to welcome Rachel Gisha, the community outreach manager for Lakeview Clinic here in Two Harbors. Thank you, Rachel, for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
Rachel, we've been in touch about several different things that you have to share. I think you always have a lot to share and really good stuff that you're involved in here in Two Harbors with the Lakeview Clinic. We know that many listeners know that I interview Greg Ruberg frequently, but it's fun to have another perspective as well. And I'm sure he's thrilled that you're taking a turn at the radio. So first of all, Rachel, the one thing that Greg has mentioned actually many times is the difficulty in getting people into the workforce and filling all the positions that need to be filled. And it seems like you're involved in a lot of sort of proactive measures to attract young people. Do you want to just tell us about a few of the things that are happening and also just share if there has been interest in them, just some of these initiatives that you're doing?
Yeah, that's the exciting part about my job is we get to do all kinds of different things in and for the community. So, and also support things that other groups are doing. So, for example, you may have heard about the Scrubs Camp coming up. It's something that's been going on for a few years in our region, but it's been virtual most recently.
Okay.
So this year, the AEOA is putting on a camp. It's going to be August 1st through 3rd. Kids will stay the night. 9th through 12th graders can apply to this. And it's free, and it's for all of our neighboring counties, including Lake County.
Hmm.
Students will go and stay up at the campus in Hibbing, and they will learn about all different fields in healthcare, like radiology, respiratory therapy, physical therapy, labs, surgery, and nursing.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, even if I wasn't interested, I would think that would be interesting, like a brief summary of all the possible things that you might be interested in. Have you had interest in that from students?
Yeah, there's representation from all the counties, but they're hoping by next Friday when the registration ends that they'll get a few more kids to fill it up.
Okay, so anyone could be thinking about that.
Yeah, they're taking 32 students, but I don't think they still have openings.
And this is for grades 9 through 12.
Yep, kids that are entering 9 through 12 next year.
And amazingly, it's free. That is amazing. Tell us what else is going on.
Well, here right in Lakeview, Two Harbors and surrounding areas,
yep,
we are recruiting for a new program called the Clinical Assistant Apprentice. It's something I've seen other local hospitals do as well, where as long as you've graduated from high school or equivalent of that, you can apply to this position. We have a couple applicants so far and still seeking applicants. Clinical assistants are the ones who work in our medical clinics that manage the patients. So they're the ones that set you up for your visit, review your medications before the provider comes in, take your vital signs, do all the developmental screenings for the little ones,
yeah,
things like that. They also take care of the records and the communications with the patient. So it's a really important job to support our providers in our clinics. And
how do you, what does an apprenticeship look like?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The apprenticeship is just an excellent setup where somebody who's interested in medical field can come to work. For half of the day, they will be doing coursework. For the other half of the day, they'll be doing on-site clinical training amongst our team.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, as long as they pass their competencies, they will end up with a clinical assistant certificate. So
wow,
they will be all squared away to be a clinical assistant and get paid at the same time.
And this is an adult position, obviously. This isn't one of the school things.
This is an adult position, but you can apply for it if you're 18 and older. The prerequisites are a high school diploma.
Okay. And is there a certain time to sign up or apply, or can you apply anytime? If you've told me already, I missed that.
Yeah, it's posted on the St. Luke's careers website right now. The St. Luke's website is where all of our human resource opportunities are posted,
yep,
and it's open right now. I would encourage interested people to apply now and ongoing probably for a few weeks yet.
I would think that might be really, I think it's a great idea to not only to sort of shout out what is needed, but also break down all the barriers. It just sounds like what you're doing. I mean, a training and on-site practice at the same time. Yeah. And maybe that's nothing new, but I don't know. To me, it sounds really like I could see myself walking that path.
Well, and I feel like for a younger person who is not totally sure what area they want to go
right.
into, it would be a really great jumping off point to learn about
all
the
kinds of stuff
and get some experience at the same time.
Right. And you get in there and you also get known if you're a good worker, and you get to see all kinds of different medical fields in action.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Great. What's next, Rachel? You also have, you just tell us. I know
you
got a lot of
different
things.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about high school students. And
yes.
I wanted to talk a bit about Ag at Works. It's been a program at Two Arbors High School for quite some time, mostly focusing on the trades and increasing interest in those fields. But next year will be the first time that we will have a medical-based Ag at Works program. This is a program for juniors and seniors at Two Harbors High School to do a similar setup where they go and do their core classes probably in the morning, and then in the afternoon they'll come and work at the hospital and clinics with us.
Yeah.
And learn just same sort of thing. They'll learn about different areas of the hospital and clinic and maybe get some ideas on where they want to focus their education after high school.
And do you have a sense of whether there'll be good interest in that? I bet there will.
You know, we had excellent interest so far, and we are going to take 2 students on for next year. But we have more applicants than that, so
okay. That's
the hardest part.
Yeah, well, that's good news, really.
Yes, we have some excellent students that are really interested in sciences and healthcare, and I'm pretty excited about
this. Yeah, it's such a great opportunity, too, just being even just so close. Like, here you are, like, half a mile from the school and in a small town where, you know, they can get immediate access. That's really fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're also getting a paycheck, too.
And they're getting paid. Wow. Yes, I can see why it appeals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, now, we've talked before, like I mentioned, about the difficulty getting nurses, Rachel, and I don't know if there's more you can add to that conversation, but it is definitely front and center, I know, and maybe this is all part of that as well.
Yeah, I feel like positions in healthcare, if you do the math, we were going to be lacking even before the pandemic, just based purely on the fact that we have a higher percentage of over 65 in Lake County.
And right.
Average family size is much smaller than it once was, so we
right.
just have less people to care for people, and the pandemic definitely made that more of a challenge, as I'm sure Greg has talked about in the past.
He has, and it seems like this is something that's affecting everybody, but I have to believe it's exacerbated here just because of our population type, and also just the lack of housing and the lack of families being able to move here. But it seems like these are all sort of foundational efforts to help with that as well, I'm guessing. I'm hoping.
Yep. I think that our thought right now is, although it's going to take some time, if we can spark some interest in the minds of the young people to go into healthcare and to even better stay around Lake County, that's kind of our strategy right now. However, we do have job postings that
yep.
are online under St. Luke's for Lakeview, and there's a few positions that we're more in need of, and they all have incentives attached to them. So that would be something if people are looking to check out.
I know when I was growing up, you know, I have a lot of relatives who are nurses, and it kind of runs in families often. Like, I know quite a few mother-daughter pairs who are nurses, and I remember thinking, like, nursing is this amazing job and that you can really get a job anywhere. And I guess that's probably never more true than it's been now. And I don't know. I mean, we sure love where we live. So I don't know. I hope and suspect that our beautiful area will attract nurses, especially when we get our housing, you know, situation a little more manageable. All right. So, Rachel, you are also the wellness person. You've done a lot of different things to really promote not just avoiding disease, but, you know, health and wellness emanating from the Lakeview Clinic. Tell us a little bit about that, and specifically maybe about the Bone Builders class. I've been reading and announcing about Bone Builders class without really knowing what it is.
Yeah, so Bone Builders is a specific program designed for 65 and older, and their goals are to improve or maintain bone density and improve strength and balance in older adults. And they've been meeting at Lakeview before the pandemic, and they've been slowly trying to regroup within our restrictions, and now they have found that there's a lot of interest. I think folks are looking for social connections. They're looking for ways to be physically active and avoid snow and ice, and
right.
They are luckily able to add some classes. We have wonderful volunteers, and Denise Bohr, who's kind of the head of organizing all the programs here in Two Harbors, stated that they have some openings for classes on Monday mornings right now.
Okay, so if you are, what level of vigorous exercise is the Bone Builders class, would you say? I'm trying to imagine if it's for me or my mom or somewhere in between.
I would say both. I think they attract both levels of physical fitness, and they try to put people in the group where they best fit in. I know they have some chair-based exercises, but they also have some things. Some groups will work on the floor, on the mat. So I think they can cater to everybody and modify everything for even those who are maybe a little unsteady on their feet at this moment.
I love that it's called the Bone Builders, because it just kind of narrows it down to what just kind of a new, it's a new awareness, new term. And as you're doing it, you can imagine how your bones are getting denser and staying fit, or at least not losing ground. I think that's just a really valuable way to look at it.
Yeah, and I think one thing we really are looking for is more leaders to step up.
Okay.
Because they can add more classes if they get some more leaders, and that is pretty simple to do.
Okay.
You just have to kind of learn the ropes from the other Bone Builders and take the lead. So.
And then you get to go for free and do your own and build your own bones.
Yeah, I should mention that being in the class doesn't have any costs associated with
okay.
it.
Okay, okay. Well, good luck to the Bone Builders and all your other initiatives. Rachel, is there anything that you would like to mention that I haven't asked you about?
Well, I'd like to go back to healthcare careers, because mm-hmm. I just found out the Chamber is doing a career fair at the Two Harbors High School on April 3rd, and they're going to have healthcare represented, but also all kinds of other local businesses to teach students about their opportunities in the afternoon. And then in the evening, they're opening it up to the community. So mark your calendar for April 3rd.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. I hope this becomes an annual thing, at least an annual thing, because it's just a really wonderful idea. So good, I think that wraps it up. Thank you so much. I'm speaking with Rachel Gisha. She is the Community Outreach Manager at Lakeview Clinic, and also a parent and involved community member. So thanks again, Rachel, and I hope we can have you again.
You're welcome, anytime.
All right. Again, that was Rachel Gisha, the Community Outreach Manager at Lakeview.